Joining us on the programme is the double Olympic gold medalist Dame Kelly Holmes, here to talk about something called the Dream Mile. And with Kelly is Philip Pride, who's the fundraising manager for the charity Dreams Come True. Kelly, first of all, good morning to you. Thanks for
good
coming
morning.
On.
Good morning.
What's your association with the charity then, Kelly?
Well, I'm an ambassador for Dreams Come True. I have been for over a year. I've been asked over the years to support many charities, and because of that, I have to have a look really in depth into why I think that I could use my time and influence to help with a charity. And I thought this one was absolutely brilliant. I love children, always work with children in my roles in sport and in schools. But the fact that, you know, the Dreams Come True is absolutely fulfilling a dream for terminally ill children, helping not only them but their families come to terms with, you know, some awful situations, but actually making a really happy time in their life. I thought it was a brilliant one for me to come and support, so I am.
Indeed, and of course, time is precious for you, isn't it? You've been so busy since you won the medals. I mean, this has to be something that does mean more than most of the things you're approached about, I would have thought.
Yeah, definitely. Like you say, I'm extremely busy, and everyone's cause is obviously a really important cause to them, but for me, this one was kind of very special. When you're talking about a dream come true, you know, I achieved that in my own right in athletics terms, but actually for some a child or the families to kind of go, you know what, this will absolutely put the smile back on the face of not only that young child but that the families involved. You know, I just thought it was a brilliant organisation to be involved in, and I'm really happy to do that. And it's in its 20th year this year, and so we're really trying to kind of up the dreams that come true. Philip will be able to tell you a bit more about that, but basically there's sort of 365 dreams, so one for every day of the year at the moment, but because it's the 20th anniversary, we're trying to up that by 20%. So we're really working hard to give those dreams come true to a lot of ill children out there.
Yeah, there are so many, are there, children that fall into this category? I mean, it's called palliative care, children with palliative care. It's a difficult word to say, but what does it actually mean, Philip?
Well, I mean, just to quote you a figure firstly, David, if we take some figures published by the South West Strategic Health Authority, something like just over 1,700 children and young adults aged 19 or under are needing palliative care at the moment. And this is about going way beyond hospital treatment. These are children and young adults in very tough situations with their health, where quality of life is all important, and where their families and parents have to address some really quite serious issues. So from our point of view as a charity, we're trying to develop our place within that, which is very much about providing a positive experience for these children and their families, to provide a very different contrast to the everyday difficulties that they face.
So you're organising a mile of people's effort, basically, to raise money for these dreams for the children that you've mentioned. When I've heard about it in the past, I thought of going to Florida and other places, but how exotic, if you like, are some of the dreams that you're hoping to fulfil?
Well, some of them, I guess, looking in from the outside, would appear to be very exotic. We have dreams where people literally are travelling all around the world, maybe to meet long-lost family members that they've never met before. As you said, perhaps to go to Florida, to go to Walt Disney World, maybe swim with dolphins. But also a lot of what we do is about changing people's lives for the better and for the long term. So, for example, a lot of kids will be struggling with being unable to go to school, unable to play in the way that you and I might take for granted. So by providing them with an adapted laptop computer, an adapted wheelchair perhaps, or a tricycle, it opens up a whole new life and gives them a lot more independence than they've ever been used to.
I suppose, though, working as you do in the charity, and Kelly, perhaps you've got a view on this, I mean, their dreams are such that they really would like not to be terminally ill, wouldn't they? I suppose that's the obvious thing, but you can't really help them with that.
Well, you know, this is about making the best of a not-so-great situation. And actually, by doing all of those things that Philip mentioned today, you know, that can last a lifetime in other people's lives and the lifetime of the young child. You know, you're facilitating needs as and when, and I think that's a great way to be able to put that smile back on the face. And so, you know, to do this, we actually have to be able to raise a lot more funds. And so this year we've got a brand new charity event, the Dream Mile, which is on the 7th of June 2008. It's going to be held at the long walk in Windsor Great Park. Basically, I mean, off the back of Sport Relief Mile, you see how many people actually take part for charity events. So what we're hoping is this is different because it's about running to give dreams. This is running for the charity so that we can make more of these young people's dreams come true. And for anyone that would be interested in finding out about the Dream Mile, they can either visit the website www.dctc.org.uk or contact 01730 815 000. And apart from just taking part at that event, they can also run miles all over the country in their own area. And if they contact the charity, they can get as much information as they need on how to set up the event, advice on setting it up, and help in some situations as well. So we're really hoping that the Dream Mile will be a significant point where people can do their bit for Dreams Come True charity, and let's help raise some really great money for a brilliant charity here.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I was looking at your website, Kelly, and you get so much fan mail on that website, don't you? Dear Kelly, you are my role model. I'm about to do something, and I thought I could write you one before I did the Comet Relief Mile along the line. Do you think I've got any chance at all of doing a mile? And I did it. You know, you can.
Exactly. You can run, walk, skip, do whatever you want to do. It's just about taking part, raising some money for charity, and, you know, it's going to be a great day as well. But we want other people to do it around the country so they feel really much that have ownership of this mile and of doing their bit to kind of be involved.
Yeah, I think just, David, very quickly to pick up on that point that Kelly made, we're hoping that families, children, companies, communities in Gloucestershire, whether it be in Gloucester or Cheltenham or Tewkesbury, wherever, actually get up and get things moving and start organising some Dream Mile events for themselves. If it's something people haven't done before, then quite rightly, quite understandably, they may be wondering what they actually do. But as Kelly said, if you visit our website, dctc.org.uk, there's lots of information on there to help people. And we're always available to speak to, and we want to help you support us. So we can't make that appeal strongly enough.
No, well, it's a great idea, and I just hope that there's a number of youngsters and whose families will probably be listening to this today who would think that maybe it's about time that somebody helped them out. And this is just another cracking good idea, really. It's the 7th of June, you said. It's in Great Park in Windsor.
That's right.
The national sort of event, and there will be similar events going on elsewhere, lower key ones, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, the main event, like you say, is at the Windsor Great Park on 7th of June, but we're really encouraging people from all over, and you're up in Gloucester, so we hope that people up in your area will also like to put on their own Dream Mile event. And like we said, they can go to the website to find out how they can put on that event, how they can run it, what else is needed, and get advice from the charity. There's always somebody at the charity willing to pick up the phone and to answer any questions that may be needed, or you can register, get a support pack from the charity to run their own event. So really hope people listening will help you know, make it a special day or a special event for everybody involved.
Well, you are an ambassador, I believe, aren't you? You've got the official title of some kind for the charity.
I am.
You've got something incredible about your personality, Kelly, and that's, you're infectious with your enthusiasm. It's great.
Oh, thank you very much.
I think that would have got you over the line even if you hadn't trained personally for
that. Well, you have to try. And the thing is, if you want something, you want to make something come true, then you have to be willing to do your bit for that. So mine was hard work, dedication, commitment, and exactly the same with this Dream Mile. If people can be dedicated and committed to help raise some money, that we would be very grateful for as a charity.
Well, Olympic double gold medalist Dame Kelly Holmes and Philip Pride from the charity Dreams Come True, thank you very much indeed for joining us on BBC Radio Gloucestershire this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.